Okay, this is October 21st, 1983, and I'm at home of Ruby Morris in Little Birch, West Virginia. Why don't you just tell me where you were born first, Ruby?
Well, I was born in Wyden, February the 21st, 1937. It's in Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always liked to help Mommy in the garden when I was little, but I guess as the years went by, you know, I had a garden of my own, just a small one. Then I got to liking farming, you know, each year more and more. So finally, whenever I really got into big farming, I had this 3-acre garden, and I really got a bad hang-up of gardening and raising seeds and collecting old ones, especially old seeds, was the ones that I really liked because I was always old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I never liked anything new, just old things. So I always collected old seeds. The older they was, the it seemed like the better the taste to them. So I've traced back to seeds from back in the early 1900s now, including the little red cut shorts and the old-fashioned yellow oxheart tomato seeds. And then I have the Indian corn, the blue, green, white. I have some Bloody Butcher. And
do you have any seeds that that were in your family since your mother?
That
you got the seeds
as far
her?
As back as 29 and 30 years ago, as far as the little 1,000-to-1 beans when she had them,
mm-hmm.
When I was, you know, a lot younger,
uh-huh.
And I still have them. It took me a while to, you know, to get them back.
They almost
after I
got
lost
away
the seeds, they almost got away from me, but I finally got started of them again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then the black soup bean belonged to Mommy's brother. And that's been 70 years ago probably when he moved from the house. And then a neighbor man had found a few seeds in the crack of a floor that he moved out of. And I got the seed from him, but they eventually did belong to Mommy's brother, Anderson Denison. And he died at 96, 3 years ago.
He had the seed.
Mm-hmm. He originally had the seeds.
And he died and without passing them on to anybody, mm-hmm. And then somebody got the
seed? No, he just moved away and left. And a few of these seed was behind, you know, in the crack of a floor. And a neighbor man found them. And from then he got his start, and then I got them off of him, but they originally belonged to Mommy's brother.
That's that little black soup
uh-huh,
bean you
the
gave
little
me.
Black soup bean.
Yeah, they did good for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's original, old-time black soup bean. Then I've collected seeds from everybody that I can find or everybody that I go to their house. If they've got any age on them, I start inquiring about seeds. And sometimes I really come up with some good ones, like the Blue River Squashed Pumpkin that I hadn't seen since I was little. I got a hold of it last year just in a bunch of seeds that a neighbor woman, you know, gave me to get rid of. So,
mm-hmm.
And then I come up with a little red bunch bean in that.
Uh-huh.
So I really have a collection of old-fashioned seeds.
Yeah, how many beans did you grow this year?
Oh, how many different kinds?
Yeah.
30, probably 30 different kinds of beans.
Uh-huh.
I had anywhere from the white navy beans to the trout beans to the grandpa beans, the red cut short beans, and then there was a couple of them that I had to name because I didn't know what the name of them was. I just called them a baby ground squirrel. And the little baby brown cut short beans.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the corn beans, the golden cut shorts. Then I had the fat backs, and the fat man, and then the white corn beans, the old fashioned ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few that I have been looking for that I don't have. It's a little white ice bean and the lazy wife pole bean.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have just a start of them.
Have you ever heard of them being around here? I see them every once
white
in a while
eyes.
In the Bulletin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a woman down on Wolf Creek has some of them, a shawl woman. I meant to go down there and see about getting some of them.
Huh.
And, but the Lazy Wife pole beans I had ordered and I never got
mm-hmm.
from a lady, I don't Mrs. King, I think it was.
Hmm.
So the order got lost somewhere.
I just saw in the, I think it's this most recent Market Bulletin where somebody's selling the ice bean.
Yeah, I'd like to get a start of those.
Bunch bean.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And a neighbor woman gave me some, just called a horticultural bean. And boy, they were really heavy bearing beans. I had an awful crop of beans.
Is that the same as October bean?
No. I even have two kinds of them. They're called dwarf horticultural bean, but and then right off from it says October bean. But I have the original October bean, the old fashioned one. Huh. It's called a bird egg bean. Mm-hmm. You know, I have it.
How did these purple bunch beans do for you?
I had several of them, and I found out the original name of them are the purple Valentine beans, the old time purple Valentine beans.
Purple Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Huh. They did pretty good. I have a pretty good supply of them.
Where'd you get them?
From Flavy Rose. Mm-hmm. I call them Flavy's purple bunch beans until I found out that Mommy said there was the old time red Valentine beans.
Has he had them a long time?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're something they've kept going. In fact, the little tan-colored beans, it was called a muttoner bean. When people would butcher and have a mutton, they'd always cook these little beans. Their mutton wasn't on the table unless they had these beans to go with it. And they got their name, they called them mutton beans. And there was a little tan-colored one, a bunch bean that you can have the two crops a year of. And then the little red bunch beans that are like that, I got from Rachel Hoover up here. She'd had them a long time, since 1932.
Wow.
I think she's kept them going that long. Hmm. And Flavy's beans that I got up there, the tan-colored ones, I think she had them back in the early 30s. And she keeps them in her deep freeze. You know, a start of them every year. Hmm. And then they make their pickle beans from them. They say they're really good.
The tan bunch beans?
Mm-hmm.
The
little red ones, yeah. They say they're really good. I think the most of these old-fashioned seeds come from the generation of Cliftons, because I found out there is where the good seeds were. Everything I can find that Cliftons used to own, I get a start of it, because there's where the old-fashioned seeds are.
Cliftons up on mm-hmm. Christ Mountain?
The lady that originally had the yellow ox hearts, she's 96 now, and I heard that they was her grandmother's. Huh. And her grandmother had raised them, and down through the generation, she's hung on to them, and now I have several other people, you know, starting to get them, and they're all over the country, because I must have sold $300 worth to people from places I never heard tell of.
Mm-hmm.
That wrote for them when I put them in the market bulletin.
Mm-hmm. That's the yellow ox hearts.
The yellow ox hearts. Huh. They're an awful big, nice tomato, smooth.
What other seeds can you trace back to the Cliftons?
Well, the yellow tomato and the what we call the Clifton pink beefsteak. And then what they call the yellow beefsteak. It was an awful big tomato, and I got a hold of some plants of them this year off of Lanny Rose's wife. Mm-hmm. And she had gotten the seeds and the plants originally from Clifton's years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I got a trace of the beans that came out in Hoover times from her. And the fact that it's the only beans I think that you could get back in when the war was on, you know, everything was rationed.
And that was the only seed you could get?
Corn bean, yeah, that's about the only beans, you know, that you could go buy to raise in a garden, and they're real heavy bearing corn beans, and they turn in the same group of beans. Maybe you'll have dark brown ones and light brown ones and black ones, but they all come out of the same hull, you know, they're changeable uh-huh. colors,
uh-huh.
and I have a nice supply of them.
Hmm.
I just bag seeds and bum seeds, and I trade seeds with anybody I can find. I've got boxes up on top of boxes of seeds.
Tell me about that. You mentioned that Blue River squash. Where did you get that?
The Blue River squash I got last year. Della Rowan, Everett Rowan's wife, gave me a poke of seeds that she said her aunt had given her, and she said she didn't know what they was, but, you know, for me to take them, and then I could give her something out of the garden. So I come home, and I started sorting through them. I think I came out with about 12 little purple beans, which I named Della's purple bunch beans, and I didn't even know what they was. And come through these pumpkin seeds, and it said Blue River squash on them.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't believe it, because I think I was about probably 9 or 10 the last ones that Mommy ever raised.
Uh-huh.
And they raised some big ones, so we planted some this year, and we had some terrible big ones.
Yeah.
And I saved every seed out of it, even the ones that my son threw down because the pumpkin was starting to rot. And I went around and picked the seeds up out of them. I kept all them, too, so I have a lot of them. And then some of my other pumpkins I raised, one was looked like a Blue River, only it was pink. I don't even know where I got it unless George Massey gave it to me.
Huh.
He brought me down some pumpkin seed in, I think, May, just before he died. He gave me several different kinds of pumpkins. He said it's awful good, and I think that's where I must have gotten that one.
Hmm.
And then Mrs. Prime's giant butternut squash I got from Jerry Milner.
Mills.
Mills. And it turned out really good.
Yeah. Now, I think, I'm not sure, I think that Blue River squash might be in what they call the banana squash family. I'm not sure about that, but if it is...
The blue banana?
That's just kind of like a family of, mm-hmm. of squash, and if it is, which I'm pretty sure it is, then it won't cross with a lot of these other squashes.
Well, it didn't mine, because I had mine close to a lot of others. In fact, I don't suppose, maybe I've just been lucky, but I have never had anything to cross.
Well, there's...
Only
there's,
my corn.
Yeah, my corn, but there's about four different families of squash, and the butternut is in one that will hardly cross with mm-hmm. anything else.
I know. I never do have.
And the banana squashes will cross with a few others, but not very many. But sometime I'll give you that list of what squashes will cross mm-hmm. with what other ones.
Yeah, you just tell me about that.
And that can really help you out, because if you do plant two that you really like or something, and mm-hmm. they're in the same family, they'll cross, and then yeah. you'll lose your seed.
I've never heard these called anything, only just the Blue River, and I don't know where they got that name at, unless it was from someplace away off that, you know, people name things after things, so maybe it was from someplace along where they have a Blue River, maybe, I don't yeah. know.
Unless they called it, I was wondering, maybe they called it blue because it's blue and river because it grew mm-hmm.
Along the river, yeah, probably.
It's a nice squash.
Yeah, I think the one I had must have weighed maybe 50 to 55 pounds. Really nice, and it was the biggest one I had ever raised. And then I got some big ones off those butternut bushes. I saved yeah. the seeds out of them.
Yeah, they did good for
me. They were really nice. So many people give me seeds off of them, but this one that I raised has this real long neck on it. I'm not even sure whether it's a pumpkin or whether it's a squash, but I want you to take a look at it and see what you can figure out now, unless George Massey gave it to me. But he gave me, brought me down two or three different kinds. No, he gave me that one. He brought me down two different kinds, but I still have some seeds of them. I never plant all of my seeds. And I try not to.
Yeah, that's why.
That's what had happened on my 1,000 to 1, so I only had enough for a start, and then I had planted them, and I just about lost them. But I usually keep...
Why don't you tell me the story of that, how you lost
the 1,000 to 1? It's really funny. 29 years ago, I was 1 month pregnant, I think, with my first son, and my husband had moved up on this hill to where there was no people, only two old people, and I'd get lonesome. I'd walk out to her house, and... she'd always give me a piece of hot cornbread and cow butter, and I just loved her. So we got talking about garden, and so she told me she'd give me this little bean, and she said, whatever you do, don't let it get out of your hands, because there is no more seeds of it. And I said, okay. So that summer I thought I'd plant a lot of them and really get a good start of them, and I'd given the neighbor woman one of Mommy's snuff boxes full to get her a start. So it came a flood and washed all mine out, and the neighbor woman was the only one that had any of them left. And through a squabble over land over the years, I could never get her to give me a start of them back. But on Friday the 13th, 29 years later, she walked down to the house and bought some plants off of me and brought me down a fourth of a pound of the 1,000 to 1 beans. So I planted all of them, but one of Mommy's snuff boxes full. Only I kept it.
Yeah.
And I raised a little peanut butter bucket full off of them. Off of the quarter of a pound, I come out with about probably 4 pounds. Mm-hmm. So now I have them again. I don't think I'll ever part with every seed of them no more. And I don't think that there's been any seeds of them on market for pretty close to at least 90 to 100 years back, mm-hmm. from what I can trace.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the goose bean?
The wild goose bean. Yeah. Yeah, that's one Mommy was telling about. They used to raise all the time. I'd love to have some of them.
I've heard about them being in Webster County, but I haven't found them yet.
Oh, I'd love to get them. Mommy said that they used to plant them, and said they'd always got their name of when the wild geese would go over. You had them in your corn, that they would come down in these cornfields, you know, and search for them. And that's the reason everybody got to call them the wild goose bean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's talked about them when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Was them the ones that your daddy told you to plant one time and you took them out and buried them in a stump?
It's bird egg beans.
But,
what happened then?
I was too lazy to plant them to pour them in a big stump.
And she said they had beans all over the place.
Wild goose beans got purple hulls on them. But when you cook them, they ain't.
They turn green? She said there was an awful good bean. If you get a hold of those, I'd like to have a start of them.
Yeah, I'm looking for them.
They're a pole bean.
In fact, if you get a hold of any bean, the strange to me, I want one.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I've gotten anything since I've seen you last.
I had those six trout beans, and they were just so shady. Well, everything grew up so big. The moisture, when it was really dry and not a drop of rain, you could go down and plow on down that deep. It was always wet. It would stick to your feet all summer long. Everything just tore itself a growing.
Well, I've got about a pint and a half of those trout beans, so I'll give you a couple of them.
Okay, yeah, enough to get me started. This, I don't know what this is, but all I know is it's delicious. Now, you'll have to be the judge of what you think it is, but because it's not Mrs. Prine's giant butternuts, of course.
I don't know what it is. It's nothing like that.
It's weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You need a camera to take a picture of that.
What does it taste? Was it orange inside?
It tastes like pumpkin. That's what she baked.
Yeah, Mrs. Brown down here, I gave her one. And the same texture of them don't always grow in the same size. Some of them grew like a bell, you know, up shape. I got to watching on the same vine that I knew it was the same vine. So many different things started coming on there, different shapes.
Well, that might be a sign that it's a cross.
But,
if it is, it won't come, it won't be the same next year. But, it'll be something else.
Like it would start like this and then end about right here in a peak. But, oh boy, I tell you, you talk about pumpkin pies. And boy, they really make some good ones. And I don't know where I got it unless George Massey gave it to me. I meant to call his wife and ask her, but I just hated to because he just passed away recently.
Oh, yeah.
But I meant to ask her if that was some of them that he gave me had a long neck on.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like George did mention something about one kind of them having a long neck on them. And I don't know where he got them at.
What about some of your other beans? What about the grandpa bean? Where did you get
the grandpa bean I got from Evelyn Long down here. She said some of her people brought it in here from out in Arizona, I believe it was. Some state way out west.
Is that right?
And she had had it since... she had been married, I'm pretty sure, and that's been longer than 20-some years ago. And they raise them all the time and shell them out for winter use. And that's where I got the start of them, Grandpa Bean, and I've had a pretty good supply of them ever since.
Uh-huh.
And then the ground squirrel cut short. I think I got it from Flavy Rose, too. They have an awful good supply of old-fashioned seeds. Most all the roses do because they were raised over in there, in the vicinity, you know, of bays and up here on a little birch close to Clifton's, and I'd say originally that that's probably where the ground squirrel bean came from around in here. But it's been a main bean that everybody could scrape, you know, get a hold of ever since I could ever remember. Everybody always wanted a few seed of the ground squirrel bean because it's a heavy bearing.
Yeah.
And I had corn beans this year that I got off of... Lanny Rose's wife. She gave me a poke full. It was all mixed up. About seven different kinds. And some of them, I tell you, I never seen beans could bear any harder in my life to them. They was brown ones, and there was some sulfur colored. And like they had three or four sides to them. They didn't look like a bean. Some of them was flat and oblong, the bean part of them. And they were so heavy that they rode field corn clear to the ground. And there was beans from the first blade on the corn clear to the top of them.
Hmm.
They broke my poles down, too. They were some heavy bearing ones. And she said them was real old-fashioned seeds. And she just had a poke of them mixed up, and I sorted them out. And I got seven different colors out of them. Some of them was looked like maroon. Looked like it was molded, but it was the regular color of them. But they looked like they had blue mold on them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she'd had them way back in there in the 30s and the 40s, you know. She raises her own seed. I meant to go back over there. In fact, she told me here a while back to come over and get me some more seeds off of her.
Mm-hmm. I got a seed from Maisel Rose. He was around. He stays around Birch River sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him?
Mace.
Maisel, his name is.
Yeah, it's a man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's got some. He gave me a little red cut short that I think it's different. It looks a little different than that red cut short you showed me.
I got a hold of a red cut short that it don't look like mine. Mine has a deeper color to it. Huh. Or it has a deeper color than mine.
This one is real deep.
Yeah.
Real deep.
It's so deep it almost looks a purple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can't even think now where I got the other kind of mine. It was a red cut short. Somebody evidently gave me some more of them. But I noticed that in them, there was the ones I raised this year, there was a lot difference in the color than the ones that Flavie raises, because they're just as round as a button. The ones he raises, it reminds you of a piece of candy.
Hmm.
And there's a difference in the color of them.
He has a red cut short?
He has the original, old-fashioned red cut short. He said he saved almost a quart of beans this year off of them.
Huh.
He'd probably be glad to give you, you know, a good start of them. I have a lot of mine in boxes out there yet that I don't have, you know, I'll show you some of them before you go, that I don't have put in my jars yet, still out there drying. That's where some of those sulfur-colored beans come from.
Hmm.
Now, they're corn bean. And then there was just a solid brown corn bean that I ordered from a woman up there in Oak Hill. My boy, it was a fine bean. It was real heavy bearing, and the bean's just solid brown.
How about those two beans that crossed down at the garden? They was red and white.
Yeah, I had beans down there this year, just one vine that had red and white bloom on the same vine.
Was it those flower beans, those scarlet runners?
Uh-huh, they must have mixed. I had the purple ones and I had the white ones mixed, but we traced this one bean vine completely to the end of it, and it really did have... And Maisel was telling me about a tomato that she had, the woman that I gave one of the plants to, Landy's wife, that she absolutely had a red and yellow tomato on the same vine, and she saved the seed out of it. And she never wanted to, you know, tell something that wasn't so. And she said she absolutely had a red and yellow tomato on the same vine.
Huh.
She said she got the plants from over here. Said she knew where she put them, and I didn't have anything like that, but she said she absolutely did have a red and yellow tomato on the same vine.
Huh.
And she saved the seeds from it, hoping that something would come out different next year, you know, from it.
Mm-hmm. I guess as far as crossing goes, corn's one of the worst things to cross.
Yeah, I noticed really that. Watch. I kept my corn completely away from the rest of it, and it still come out, you know, difference in the color. But I had some awful pretty Bloody Butcher and the blue, green, white. I had some of the most beautiful ears that blue, green, white I ever saw.
I got some of that from Pearly.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it was crossed up. It had all kinds of, but I got a few ears that were just pure white,
white
with the blue grains.
Yeah,
in it.
I do too. Did you see that ear he had where the blue comes around this way and then white streak and then blue and white? Uh-huh. That was the most beautiful thing. I wouldn't shell that one if I'd have had it. No, it was really pretty.
Huh.
He says he has a whole granary full over at the old farm of that kind.
Yeah.
He said he'd go over and get me some more of it.
He's got a blue potato too.
Yeah, he said he was getting a good start of them. Now, yeah. I raised a whole bushel of the early rose potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out that that's not spelled early R-O-S-E. It's R-O-W-S, early rose potatoes.
Right?
And he gave me just about a half a gallon, about a gallon, and I raised a bushel off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got them for seed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to take them next year and plant them all, you know, if I have any help to raise my garden next year.
We've got to keep looking for that white elephant.
Yeah, I meant to run an ad in the paper again. Nobody answered when I did. Tried my brother-in-law, a man that worked with my brother-in-law at the mines up there at Levesey, had a few years back had raised that white elephant potato, but he just gave up on experimenting and everything, and I don't know what ever happened to the potato because he said he didn't have it no more.
Hmm.
I just let him run out.
No, that's too bad. Seems like I've heard of lots of potatoes that used to be around and just can't find them anymore.
I'll tell you another kind, too, that I used to raise about 25 years ago. It's called a Green Mountain, and I haven't seen any more of them. But now they were a dry, woody potato. Seemed like they tended to get holler in the center. But they were really long.
No, I've heard that you can get them.
The Green Mountains?
Yeah. Someplace.
We raised them one year when we couldn't get the Kennebecs,
uh-huh.
or the Irish Cobblers.
Uh-huh.
We raised them. No, I didn't even plant seed potatoes this year.
Mm-hmm.
I planted my second growth potatoes and then fertilized them twice. I fertilized them when I planted them, and then when I healed them up, covered them over again, I put more fertilizer to them, and I raised Well, we figured up with what we had dug was about 105 bushels.
Wow.
Really nice bunch of potatoes. But I didn't put no corn or anything in between them this year. I kept them so I could tend them all summer long.
Uh-huh.
And you remember when you was down there and took the pictures? I mean, they was really nice potatoes. We got a neighbor man with a Jeep to plow them out this year.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple of neighbors pitched in and helped us pick them up.
Uh-huh.
And I've let a lot of them go down to where I probably can't sell, you know, them anymore. An awful lot of little ones in them, but I kept them back because that's what I'm going to plant next year, my little ones.
That's what I always do.
Yeah, I'm just from this size, you know, on up to about 2 inches.
Yeah,
I'm going to probably put 3 to 4 in each hill and, you know, tend them good. So I just sorted them out and kept them for my plant next year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say whenever you order potatoes, all you get's the eyes anyway, so you know small potatoes would grow just as good.
I read this something by this man out west someplace who raises about 1,200 different varieties of potatoes.
Oh.
He's got every one he can imagine.
Do you reckon that he'd have the white elephant?
Yeah. I think so. But he says the best size to plant is just little hands.
Small
ones. He says they'll do the best.
I've never done that, you know, with the whole patch. But I'm going to move my potatoes next year if... Like I said, if I have any help, I'm going to put them over on the creek bank and run them from one end of that garden clear to the other, keep my potatoes all there, and then I'm going to, I don't really like to, but I'm going to treat the cornfield so I don't have to hoe it, and that'll leave all my time back for, you know, for the rest of the garden.
Uh-huh.
But I really had a...
I've got a corn. I didn't get it early enough to plant last year. I'm pretty sure the seed will be all right this year, but it's called pencil cob. You ever heard of it?
I'll bet you a dollar that's what you're calling stool corn, isn't it? Pencil cob?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard tell of the pencil cob?
Yeah, it just has a cob in it just a little week.
About that big.
Well, about like
Mom's talked about that. Where'd you find it at?
A friend of mine from Alabama sent it to me.
Well, I've got a friend in North Carolina is supposed to send me some peas that grow in bushes. And they say that they're so plentiful that they grow even wild in the fields, and you can take a water bucket and start around it, and by the time you get around the other side, you nearly got a water bucket full of peas. They're bush peas and cream, some kind of cream peas, but they say they're the best things that you ever taste. It's almost like a soybean. That's another thing I raised this year was soybeans. I had a crop and a half of them. But if I can get a hold of them, I'll give you some of them too. I've got several people asking me if I get a hold of them, would I send them some of them.
What was that, stool corn? Is that what
you call it? That's one thing we're hunting for. It's called stool corn.
And you used to have it years ago?
Mm-hmm. It's a white sweet corn. It looks a whole lot like the country gentleman, only it don't have as many rows of corn.
No, it has sweet corn.
The stool corn's not?
It has sweet corn. Just a ripe white corn grows in ears about like that.
Well, maybe
it's silk on it.
Maybe it's what we call white dent.
Mm-mm.
You say there's no silk on it? I never heard of that.
I never either. Mama said you could just wipe it, you know, like that, and everything was
off. There's silk on there, but you know it don't grow down in between the grain.
Just like hair.
Huh.
You can just wipe it off that way. Your corn is pretty white, and it's awful white corn.
Now, I saw some corn advertised in the book. It was spelled S-T-O-H-L. And I just wondered, is it the same thing as what...
There's one called Stowell's Evergreen. Or
yeah.
That's an old
corn. Uh-huh. Now, that's what I was thinking, maybe, that Mom's calling stool corn. It's stool or stole, you know, it sounds so much alike. Uh-huh. I thought maybe I'd order some and let her see, you know, if it was the same thing.
Yeah, that's an old time. That Stowell's Evergreen's supposed to be back from before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say that that's probably what she had.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw that last year, and when I got so many seed books, I got a stack of seed books that high. And I'd say that it's the same thing as that. And I got some field corn called White Dent. Did you get any of that?
Yeah.
That's where every grain has a looks like you've punched it with something.
Yeah.
Your creases and stuff is where you find your old corn. Just like the Bloody Butcher.
It's a dent corn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This corn here was just called a white dent. It's a big white field corn, and every grain in it has a dent in the end of it.
Hmm.
I had some pretty good of them.
I had some yellow dent corns. I still have the seed to them. Mm-hmm. One's called the... Can I
The yellow field corn?
No, I'll think of it in a minute. It's a yellow dent corn, though, is what it is. It just looks like bud butcher corn.
Uh-huh. Pearly had some. Mm-hmm. He has all that old-fashioned corn. I'm going to make another raid on Pearly. He has the old-time pumpkin. Now, that might be where I got that, because he saves his pumpkin seed in his empty tobacco pokes, because he says that keeps the bugs out of them. Uh-huh. And he had about 7 different tobacco pokes that day, and he was just taking, you know, 2 seeds out of each one and putting them in one bag, and then he gave it to me. So that might be where that come from. Uh-huh. And he said there was pumpkins from all over the place. Hmm. So that might be where that come from.
Did you get that down that lower patch?
Over there on the left-hand side of the swamp, right there where all them big beans was.
I planted them because you told me to plant 1 seed of one kind of pumpkin, and you told me to put 2 of these other kinds in there.
Out of tobacco pokes?
No, it was out of the... Yeah, one of them was out of tobacco.
Okay, then them come from Pearly's, and that's where them come from, because I had them seed in a tobacco poke. He says it keeps the bugs out of them. Hmm. When he chews his tobacco, he saves his pokes and puts his pumpkin seed back down in them.
Well, it seems like those old-time seeds are turning out to be the best ones for me, anyway.
As far as I'm concerned, I just don't really care anything about planting anything up to date.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't like anything up to date, you can tell. I like old furniture and old houses, old seeds. So I'm really trying hard to get as many more old seeds as I have right now. And if I do, I can say I've got a collection that's, you know, really nice, because I want to keep a start of everything that I've got now. Mm-hmm. So in case something happens one year, I'll have enough to get a start on next.
Yeah.
But the thousands of ones...
It's one thing, I always thought it's one thing that people can, you can hand down, you know, seeds. That, like, especially if they've been in your family for years and years and years. One generation after another
keeps
can just
them going.
Keep them going. And
but, you know, it's harder nowadays to see the younger generation that's really interested in farming. But now, I think... In the past, over the past 2 or 3 years, a lot more younger people are farming than did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because they always relied, you know, on the older ones, you know, to do their farming. But I see so many young people now that's really taking farming serious. But now I don't know how they'd be about sentimental value of old-fashioned seeds to keep them going. But I know that my daughter does, because she's really old-fashioned too. Mm-hmm. So I've always told her, if anything ever happened to me, whatever she done to keep my seeds going, not let... and get stopped. So mm-hmm. She's another one likes to farm and can always remember the names of them.
Mm-hmm. So we talked a lot about your seeds. Now get back to you. You were born at Wyden.
Yeah,
you
in
moved
Clay
around
County.
A lot in Clay County.
No, not really a lot. My daddy took sick in Wyden, so we moved to up at Tesley, a place called Two Lick Run, and we stayed there till I was 5. Then we moved. Daddy died. Between 5 and 6, my daddy died, so we moved to Birch River, and that was during war times. Mm-hmm. And everything was, you know, hard to get a hold of, food and everything else. And then we moved from Birch River up here on Little Birch to where there's a body shop now, and then from there on down to here. And we've been in here ever since probably 48. Mm-hmm. We moved down here. I think I was 8. Between 8 and 9 years old when we moved down here where we live now. Mm-hmm. We've been there ever since. Mm-hmm. But food was so hard to get back then. I can remember Mommy picking berries, and at times that I didn't know the times were really so hard. You know, she'd feed the kids the berries, and if there's any left, she'd drink the juice. And that was when things was rationed, and you couldn't buy unless you had a stamp. Mm-hmm. You just did lucky to have food, so I guess maybe scarred my mind to where that's what makes me can everything that I can today. And we can things that we know that we're not going to eat, but it's better to know that's in a jar and never use it than to want it and not have it. So,
how much did you can this year?
I'll take you and show you. You're not going to believe it. Probably 2,000 quarts.
Is that right?
Yeah, plus a big jar of pickled corn, the best you ever tasted. And in fact, I just took down a can of green peppers a while ago where I picked about 2 days ago out of my garden. Those little pimentos just keep setting on. Seem like faster than you can pick them, they're ready to pick again. So mm-hmm. Probably in a neighborhood of 2,000 quarts we canned. Then we're getting ready to start canning apples. about next week. Mm-hmm. I made a turn of apple butter in the kettle. We stirred it down. Mm-hmm. Me and my man and the neighbors down there, we split it three ways. Mm-hmm. I think we had 27 jars apiece. It was really nice. We're going to make another big kettle for probably next weekend. Mm. Get our apples and get them all peeled. We ran them through a colander and then boiled them down, so it didn't take us long. I was sitting out all day, stirring it down. Mm. Yeah. We're going to dry some apples. We didn't get as much dried fruit this year and vegetables as we wanted to. We usually dry apples, but then I'd had to move all my canned stuff from the old cellar. I sorted it all out and kept the good, you know, and opened the old, filled it back full of fresh vegetables, moved it into my new cellar that we built, which we dug by hand. Mm-hmm. It's 10 by 38. Wow. We dug it all out by hand, took the rocks and built a creek bank up down here. I don't think you've seen it yet. And then we took the dirt out of it and filled in behind the creek bank. In fact, we had three jobs going at once, building a creek bank and filling in behind it and digging a cellar all at once. So we got the cellar completed and got a cement floor in it. Mm-hmm. We built all the shelves in there. Me and Shirley built two sections of shelves. We got one big shelf up over the potato bin. Holds probably 200 or 300 quarts. Mm. We just about got it full now. I'm getting ready, hoping deer time, you know, can get us a deer. I've been hunting some. Getting ready to go on a big day tomorrow hunting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going out tomorrow. Not got to hunt too much because we've had so much outside work to do. We put a roof on my greenhouse. Mm-hmm. I tore the plastic off. Well, the sun just melted it off, so I put a wooden one on. I think that's what I probably need to get in the beginning to get my shade, enough shade to keep burning my plants up. So I built me a wooden roof on it.
You're going to sell plants again?
Probably next year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably finish my little one in the back and keep my plants like my cabbage and broccoli and Brussels sprouts in it that don't hurt, you know, the cold weather don't hurt. Keep mm-hmm. them back there, and then I'll leave this one out here too for my other plants, tomatoes. And I want to sow my peppers in December because just in order to get them to start blooming by early May, to make them really nice and early peppers, I'm gonna sow my seeds about the last of December, and that'll put them 1 month ahead than what I had them last year. Mm-hmm. I had some nice peppers on my plants, but that's why they're late ones right now, is because my plants were late. Mm-hmm. So I thought if I sowed them in December, by the last of April and early May, they'd be blooming.
What kind of peppers do you keep seed from?
The bell or bullnose, yeah. And the pimentos, and I have Big Berthy. I raised an awful
truck stop.
Yeah, well, I don't know what kind it was, but Alfred brought it me home, a big red pepper from my truck stop, and I saved the seed out of it. But this big pepper that I raised this year, it must have been around 11 inches long. There was no way it would go down in one of these great big gallon jars that you get, like restaurants buy their stuff in, you know, but the big gallon jars, it wouldn't even go down in that. And I wanted to put four of them down in that jar to save them the stuff through the winter time, but I couldn't get them down in it, so I just had to split them and can them. I wanted to keep them so bad and then stuff them, but it just grew so big.
Are any of those peppers old time, do you think?
No, I don't think any of the peppers are old time. The bell or bullnose is mm-hmm. in it. Mom's raised them, you know, back when she was a girl. Mm-hmm. But now the Big Berthy, it's just something that's come out over the years, you know. I think the first one I seen was probably 6 or 7 years ago. And then a neighbor man gave me some seed of a yellow sweet pepper, yellow bell. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get it in time to raise any this year, but I've got the seed for next. But he said it was just as yellow as gold, and it looked like the bell peppers. Huh. They're really sweet, he said, and the meat was real thick on it. Huh. And I'm really anxious next year to get some and start off them. And I had some different ones this year, the yellow bell ones, only they were hot. I don't even know where I got the seed of them.
What other kind of seed was there around years and years ago that you just clear out and you can't get anymore?
But you don't never see them more like the beans.
Beans.
Something that we don't have no more that we can't find.
There's a lot of them that I didn't know the names of. There's wild goose bean, sickle beans.
Sickle bean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have them. I have the sickle beans.
Lazy wife pole beans.
Them are some that I would really like to have.
What's the sickle bean like?
That's almost like what we call a fat man.
Corn beans.
Somebody has given him the name of Fat Man over a period of a year because when the neighbor gave me some seed of the Fat Man bean, they had it in parentheses out from it, sickle bean. And I knew then that somebody had changed the name of new to so many.
There was a bean grew back in my day. It was called a greasy bean.
The greasy back. Or just greasy bean?
Greasy bean. I've heard greasy of it.
It wasn't longer than that. But gosh, it was good if you had the nerve to string a mess of them.
Maybe it's some like I had on them little poles down there. What color was the bean in them?
Did you forget? I think it was kind of a mingled up green.
Like speckle?
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's them kind that I said look like little zippers down there.
Might be.
They're just an awful little small bean. The biggest one on them don't get any longer than that.
Huh.
And boy, they're just, their vines are just draped with them. They don't grow too tall, probably 6 foot.
What do you call
them? I just named them Wade's little brown bunch bean, or little brown cutthroat bean, and then Wade's little baby ground squirrel bean, because I didn't know the name of them, and he didn't either. He'd had them so long. But the bean in them's not half as big as a pea.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh, just a bean, just a little tiny thing like that. Don't even look like beans.
And we had what's called a rice bean.
A rice bean. What was they like?
Well, they had a pod about like that, but it was just something like these here beans down there.
Lima beans?
No, they were shoestring beans.
Oh, yard long beans.
Yeah, but it was only about that, but it only took 5 minutes to cook them.
Hmm.
Now, did you ever hear of the saddle strap bean?
No.
Saddle strap?
Saddle strap bean.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a fellow back on Crates Mountain's got them, and he's going to give them to me, so I'll try to get
Do you know his name?
Yeah, it's Nichols.
Oh, Homer Nichols?
Yeah, it's his son.
Roscoe?
It's Rick. Rick's got them.
Well, I swear, I know
Rick. He told me he'd give them to me. He said they put out the plant grows here, and it puts out a great big long vine like this and hangs a pot of beans out here.
I never heard tell him. I know them really well. Did he say where they ever got them?
I'll ask him when I get
them.
Just
had them a long time.
Yeah,
I still see them when I pass. Their brother just got married.
Rick did?
Rick? Was that Rick?
Rick was going to get married soon. Was that? It must have been
That
him.
Didn't look like Rick. That looked like Roscoe.
I told you it was Rick.
Roscoe
was
Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That was Rick. He just got married. Uh-huh. Yeah, Roscoe's the chuffy one.
Yeah.
But Rick was one that was in there the day that you got married.
Mom, I've been
after long. Okay, after she just got married in September.
Hmm.
Well, if you get a hold, if I don't see any of them, and you get yours, remember me.
Yeah.
But I pass there maybe once a month. I pass there sometime.
Nichols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
See, I can walk to their house from where I live.
Now, from where they live, do you live on the left-hand side down in Holler?
Straight. You can go right down. Through their pasture.
Well, don't stop at the saddle strap and inquire of how many other kind of beans they've got.
that was the only one they had. I asked Fonda what kind of beans they had, and she said Rick had this one called the saddle strap. She said it was really early.
Oh, I'd love to get a start of them.
So.
That trout bean, now it changed its color a little bit. Maybe I picked it too early because mine was ruining.
And it's real deep purple and it's dried.
Uh-huh.
Mine dried
and striped,
real good.
But yours had such a prettier stripe. And then I got a hold of a bean that was snow white and had a blood red eye in it. Wade Singleton gave me them. He found them in a bottle of an old house that they had roamed around through. And this bean was snow white and had a blood red eye in it.
Have you got that one?
No, that's the one I lost out on. I'm going to call Wade back and see if he's got just a few more of them. And but now that I never had seen any of that kind of bean.
When you go after Joe.
I'll choke you if you don't leave this puppy near. I'm going to go get supper on
table. Now there's a woman up there by the name of Myrtle Sarton. You might get some beans off of her.
Shame.
Myrtle Sarton.
Same one.
Did you hear? I'm going to get supper on table now.
She's
Grandma's biscuits on the TV.
She makes hot rolls. Joanne just about dies over them. She's got a wood cooking stove. I bought her. Well, I'll probably ruin your tape.
That's right.
Bought Mommy a wood cooking stove, and it was prettier than the one she had. And then she won't let me take this one out. She said no, so she keep the one she's got in there. So she bakes hot rolls and fodder beans.
Hmm? I'll get some seeds off of her.
Some seeds.
Oh,
I doubt it. She's ordering. She paying attention.
I get some off of Sharita too.
Do you know her?